Mario Kart 8 Deluxe had a bunch of non-Mario racers. Inkling, Villager, Isabelle, Link, and of course, the Miis. Drop into an online race, and you'll see loads of players racing as one of these crossover characters. But fast forward to Mario Kart World, and these guest characters are completely gone. Even the Miis. But why? Well, in this video, I'll explore why Nintendo added guest characters to Mario Kart in the first place, the history of these non-Mario racers, and why, in Nintendo's own words, there are no more crossover characters in Mario Kart World. Part 1. The Early Days. So, before we get to modern Mario Kart, it's worth noting that non-Mario racers have been a part of the Mario Kart series as far back as 2005. That was the year Mario Kart made its way to arcades, in the form of Mario Kart Arcade GP. Unlike the main series, this arcade Mario Kart entry wasn't developed by Nintendo. Instead, it was the work of Namco, today part of Bandai Namco. Namco is the legendary arcade developer behind Pac-Man, and they decided to add some of their very own characters to the game as racers: Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man, and even Blinky the Red Ghost. Years later, Mario Kart producer Hideki Kono said in an interview, "Back in the day, we wanted Namco to have a free hand when they made it. We wanted them to have their own vision, and so we told them to go ahead, go do that on your own." And that's what Namco did. In follow-up titles, Namco added Mamechi from the Tamagotchi series, and Don-chan from Taiko no Tatsujin. But that was all Namco's doing. Nintendo's own Mario Kart team had very little to do with these arcade entries, with Hideki Kono going as far as to say, "We never really look at that as a source of inspiration." So, from the series' start on the SNES in 1992, up until Mario Kart DS in 2005, the main Mario Kart series featured just Mario characters. Which makes sense, it's got Mario in the name, after all. But with Mario Kart DS, that rule began to crack, thanks to one unexpected addition, Rob the Robot. Rob wasn't a Mario character, or even any kind of game character, but rather an old NES hardware peripheral. In other words, Rob is in a kind of grey area. He may not be a guest from another game series, like Zelda or Pikmin, but he's certainly not a Mario character either. Was this just a one-off gag, or a sign of things to come? Well, just a couple of years later, Nintendo would break down the boundary between Mario and non-Mario once and for all. Part 2. Miis Take Over. During the life of the Nintendo Wii, Miis were everywhere, both in games you'd expect, Wii Sports, Wii Fit, Wii Party, but also games you wouldn't, like Super Mario Galaxy. So, when work wrapped up on Mario Kart DS, the dev team knew that for their next title, Mario Kart Wii, the Miis would be a big part of the game. At least, that was the plan. But Shigeru Miyamoto, creator of Mario, wasn't sure it was a good idea. Hideki Kono said in an interview, "Don't tell anybody, but when we put the Miis in, Mr. Miyamoto was even kind of like, you know, aren't you crossing the line here? This doesn't exactly feel like Mario Kart." In fact, Miyamoto was in complete opposition to the Mario Kart dev team, who considered the Miis so important to Mario Kart Wii that they thought about having no one but the Miis playable at the start, with Mario series regulars being unlocked later on. Miyamoto joked, "It would be called Mii Kart." In the end, the team reached a compromise. When first booting up Mario Kart Wii, only Mario series regulars are available, with Miis being the ones needing unlocking. Kono said, "With the Mii being a basic part of the console, we were able to put it in and have Miyamoto actually play it to get his sign-off. So, for some reason, it didn't exactly cross that secret line, but it kind of came close." In the end, Mii's formed a big part of Mario Kart Wii. A key programmer from the Mii channel joined the Mario Kart team, and their involvement led to a deep integration with the Mii's, from cheering Mii's in the stands, to statues of Yoshi or Luigi being transformed into a parent, sibling, or friend's Mii. Mii's remained a selectable character in Mario Kart 7, and tracks based on Woohoo Island from Wii Sports Resort were added to the game. But that's where the crossover with other series ended. There's no Zelda or Animal Crossing characters in the game. But that doesn't mean the idea wasn't considered. When Hideki Kono was asked about crossover characters, he said, "The idea always comes up during development of new Mario Karts, but we believe there's a certain feel that Mario Kart has as a series. It's Mario Kart. The Mario Kart characters are the ones that are going to be coming out." He spoke again of Shigeru Miyamoto's secret rule against adding characters from other series. So, it's pretty clear that Nintendo considered the idea of non-Mario racers in Mario Kart for a number of years, but each time, it ended up being shot down. After all, it took a lot of convincing to get Mii's in Mario Kart Wii, and Kono said, "If we did it too much, it would be Smash Kart." Which is why it was so surprising when this so-called secret rule would be thrown out the window just a couple of years later. Part 3. 8 Doubles Down. When Mario Kart 8 launched in 2014, it featured just Mario series characters alongside the Mii's. In other words, business as usual. The Mario Kart series seemed to have found a kind of equilibrium, with Mii's taking on the role of honorary Mario characters. But then, Nintendo announced the first ever round of paid Mario Kart DLC. The name of this DLC pack? The Legend of Zelda times Mario Kart 8. That's pretty unambiguous. This DLC was a crossover, pure and simple. In this first DLC pack, Link from The Legend of Zelda joined the roster as a playable character, and tracks based on Zelda, F-Zero, and even Excitebike were added to the game. This was a major crossover event. According to the game's producer, Kosuke Yabuki, this was a deliberate move to keep players engaged over time. If we're going to make DLC, we wanted it to be something fresh and special. That's what brought us to the idea to borrow characters, vehicles, and courses from sources outside of the Mario universe. But it wasn't a case of anything goes, this was still Mario Kart, and any crossover content had to fit in with Mario Kart's unique vibe. We needed to choose themes that, when rearranged for Mario Kart, would allow us to retain the game's balance. Each track was designed to emphasize a couple of traits from its original game: speed and anti-gravity for F-Zero, randomized ramp and dirt placement for Excitebike, and exploration and puzzle solving for Zelda. 5 months later, a second DLC pack was released, Animal Crossing times Mario Kart 8. From the Animal Crossing series, Villager and Isabelle were added as playable characters, and tracks based on Animal Crossing and F-Zero were included too. Separate from those DLC packs, a number of Mii costumes were added to the game too, meaning you could dress your Mii up as a variety of characters from the Mario series, but also beyond. Samus from Metroid, Fox from Star Fox, Kirby from, well, Kirby. And in later updates, costumes from non-Nintendo characters made their way in, including Sonic, Mega Man, and in a throwback to Mario Kart's early arcade entries, Pac-Man. With that, it was official. Mario Kart had become a crossover game. But none of those additions were made rashly or without a specific purpose in mind. Which brings us neatly to the Nintendo Switch port of Mario Kart 8, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. From the off, Inkling from the Splatoon series was now added as a playable character, and a Splatoon battle stage was added to the game too. According to Yabuki, we had received positive feedback from the characters from The Legend of Zelda and Animal Crossing in the previous game's additional content, so there were voices saying they wanted to include Splatoon characters. The Mario Kart team worked closely with Hisashi Nogami, the producer of the Splatoon games, to ensure that both the Inkling Racer and the Splatoon stage felt faithful to the original games, and the timing was lined up very intentionally with the release of Splatoon 2 just 3 months later. So again, the addition of non-Mario content was treated very cautiously and with a specific purpose in mind. Yabuki said, "I think the inclusion of various Nintendo IPs makes the word deluxe appropriate." Well, more than just appropriate, for many fans, these crossover races were really exciting. Hop into an online lobby and you'll see Inkling, Isabelle, and Link all over the place. And the prospect of a new Mario Kart game came with the exciting possibility of even more crossover characters. Would Nintendo lean into these non-Mario races even further? Could we actually see some kind of Smash Kart or a Nintendo Kart? Well, the answer was a clear no. Part 4. Goodbye, guests. It was on January the 16th, 2025, when Nintendo showed off the first glimpse of what would become Mario Kart World, the newest entry in the Mario Kart series. And although only 15 seconds of footage was shown off, not a single non-Mario character could be seen. Fast forward to the game's release in June, and every single racer and course in the game featured solely Mario characters. For the first time since 2008, not even the Miis were included. This was a complete reversal of fans' expectations. People weren't asking if crossover characters would be a part of the next Mario Kart game, they were speculating who could make the cut. And yet, the Mario Kart team chose to strip all of that away. Series producer Kosuke Yabuki shed some light on the matter in an interview. When asked if he considered adding characters from ARMS to the game, he replied, "Absolutely not. As developers, it would have seemed incongruous to us to add characters from other games into this universe." And that does make a lot of sense. Mario Kart World is not just some collection of courses, it's a single, interconnected world. That world needs some sense of internal logic. It needs to feel congruous and connected. If there was, say, a Zelda track, where would it go? Next to Moo Moo Meadows? It just feels strange somehow. You see, previously, when non-Mario characters were added to the series, it was always for a specific reason, to sell DLC packs or to make Mario Kart 8 Deluxe feel truly deluxe. But this time round, such a reason didn't exist. It didn't seem necessary, given everything we could already do with Mario, Yabuki said. And it turns out they could do a lot with just Mario. World adds a far greater range of Mario characters than have been seen in past titles. Pianta from Super Mario Sunshine, Conkdor from 3D World, and Cow from Moo Moo Meadows all make their debut here. Of course, that didn't mean the decision came easily. It's been 11 years since Mario Kart 8 launched, and DLC characters like Isabelle and Link at this point feel like series mainstays. Yabuki explained, "We inevitably wonder how players will perceive this cast, but there are so many characters and so many costumes that every player is sure to find something they like." So earlier in the video, I touched upon Shigeru Miyamoto's secret rule, which generally got in the way of crossover characters. In early 2025, Miyamoto himself put this rule into words. In Nintendo, there's sort of like an unwritten rule. Mario needs to stay in the Mario universe, or Splatoon needs to stay in Splatoon, and we don't use different characters in the same place. Super Smash Bros. Is obviously a key exception. It's built entirely around the idea of a crossover. But even Smash took years to secure third-party characters, and it requires close oversight by one of Nintendo's most trusted development partners, Masahiro Sakurai. Without Sakurai at the helm, I'm not sure Smash would have even made it past the pitch stage, let alone become the massive crossover it is today. So Mario Kart may have flirted with the idea of crossover characters a number of times in the past, be it early experiments with Pac-Man in arcades and Rob on the DS, the hard-fought addition of Miis to Mario Kart Wii, and of course the crossover DLC in Mario Kart 8 and 8 Deluxe. But unless you throw away the Mario Kart name, Mario Kart will always be Mario Kart, a Mario spin-off, and that means, for the most part, sticking to Mario characters. Sometime in the future, I wouldn't be surprised to see crossover characters return to Mario Kart via some kind of DLC pack. Again, that would justify its addition. It would give a reason to breach the normal rules of Mario. But until that day, Mario Kart World will remain within the Mario universe. And I don't think that's such a bad thing. Hey, thanks so much for watching. Videos like this one are made possible by my patrons, including Aaron and Catherine, Arthur Nicole, Brett and Eric, Candy Crystal, Cyprian Eov, The Real Procyon, Daryl Jero, Ellie Birnbaum, Elise Rose Barsness, Eliza the Doe, Jim Gilsonen, Kieran Chan, Kelly Wright, Lucas Little, Michael Gunter, Preston Kurth, Robin Stick, Skatel Pie, and Thomas Söderlund.